From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Several people under arrest after a series of search warrants in Humboldt County. In total, about a half pound of suspected methamphetamine and four firearms were seized. Among those arrested, 46-year-old Charles Williams, also 59-year-old Gayla Judd, and 45-year-old Carrie McIntyre. They were cuffed in the parking lot of a business on the 2500 block of Harris Street. Also arrested, 57-year-old Benjamin Douglas Scott outside a residence on the 3000 block of Erie Street. Another man, 52-year-old Timothy Ratzlaff, was arrested during a search on the 2700 block of Central Avenue. And a final search warrant was conducted at a residence on the 100 block of T-Bone Lane. Authorities there arresting 57-year-old Gary Corder. Humboldt County on the receiving end of claims from three jail inmates who say Corey Jordan Fisher Sr. sexually assaulted them during his time working at the facility as a correctional officer. One says Fisher forced him into performing oral sex, then told him he would report that the inmate assaulted him if he said anything. Another inmate claims they were sexually assaulted by Fisher on three separate occasions. The 31-year-old Fisher worked as a correctional officer for 11 years, stepping down last year as Eureka police began an investigation into claims that he sexually and physically abused three boys. Three more potential victims have come forward since. A young girl seriously injured after she was run over by her mother in the driveway of their home at 2032 Perkins Court in an unincorporated area of Eureka. 28-year-old Jamie Bivens of Eureka backed her vehicle out of her driveway, hitting 6-year-old Lily Bivens by mistake. Lily was knocked to the ground and appeared to receive major injuries consisting of lacerations and abrasions to the right leg and back, possibly a broken right leg. Neighbors quickly responded to help and called 911. Well, the city of Eureka and the Eureka Police Department recently mapping and marking the heavier greenbelt area of the Hikshari Trail to give citizens a visible reference for their location. Citizens who are on the trail from the gated entrance at the Herrick Park and Ride to the foot of Del Nord Street will see painted yellow numbers on the trail every 100 feet. If a citizen finds themselves in a situation requiring police, fire, or medical services, they're urged to provide the dispatcher with the nearest reference marker number. It's the first phase of trail marking. The marking system will be continued along the remaining portions of the trail over the next few months. Senate passing a bill that would create a Great Redwood Trail extending from the San Francisco Bay to the Humboldt Bay. The vote unanimous, 36-0. Sponsor, Mike McGuire, saying there is still major work to do, and quote, "We know that anything that makes a big difference is never easy." With news, I'm Peter Killeen.